Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Now let us address the 16th nakshatra, Vishakha nakshatra, falling in the zodiac sign of Libra and the last pada going into Scorpio. As you can see, Vishakha has a general issue in life about problem of choices. They have to make decisions between two choices that they might be faced with. But they are dedicated to their target achievement. They are kind of indulgent. Think Libra kind of qualities. They are indulgent. They have a need for single-mindedness, dilemma of choices. They need to control their senses, focus on achieving goals, a big theme of Vishakha. They are a balanced personality to work with everyone. They get into partnerships to complete their objectives. They're easy to mix with people in the world so long as goals and objectives are the same. Having partnerships is one of the themes of Vishakha because there's a story behind the deities. The two deities ruling this, Indra and Agni, they cooperate to get some common task done. Okay, so you might look that up. And there are many beautiful channels which talk about this. Competition brings out their best. This is a general aspects of this nakshatra itself. Now let us get into the pada. What do the padas in Vishakha bring us? So the first pada of Vishakha goes from Libra to Aries, as you can see. So there is a 7-7 relationship, something to do with spouse, like I have told in earlier ones. 7-7 relationship. So Aries Navamsha. When a planet goes into Aries Navamsha, it is beginning from scratch, generally speaking, right? So it is trying to earn some money. It's a poor Rashi. Aries does not have much money in it, okay? Because it is beginning from scratch. No other reason, really. Aries has a life lesson of starting everything from scratch. So at least Navamsha, meaning internal state, they are feeling poor. So they struggle to earn money, not able to work hard because Libra is lazy. It's going from Libra to Aries. So they're trying to work hard, you might say, Aries Navamsha. Internally, they're trying to work hard in order to do what? To get the wealth. So this is a wealth-seeking pada of Vishakha. Okay? Partner may be very rough-natured because it's going into Aries Navamsha. And Navamsha also typically stands for evaluation of the spouse. Pada number 2. Superiority complex. First of all, what is pada 2? Libra going into Taurus. So there is a 6-8 relationship between the two. Taurus going into 8 means they are typically born wealthy because both Libra and Taurus are the Rashis or zodiac signs of wealth, yes, resources, both ruled by Venus. So there is a superiority complex and egotistical attitude due to family status or inheritance because Taurus now has come to the 8th position from Libra in natal. So they might have a lot of inherited wealth and ego and narrow-mindedness as a result. They might also have very fixed belief systems because Taurus has gone into 8th position, something like Scorpio. Lot of unearned resources, once again Scorpio, 8th house, of the family members. Wealth and food, because it's from Libra. Taurus is 8th from Libra. Therefore, they end up having bad speech with an arrogant attitude who do not share resources to help others. If this continues, it tends to damage the 8th house and give unsolvable, unrecognizable health issues and troubles later on in life. Why? Because Scorpio has a thing of keeping grudges, of being harsh. It's a fixed sign too. And it gives all the troubles of health issues later on if this is not corrected, whoever is having this. Now take the houses where it is traveling from natal and Navamsha, and apply this principle and see what works. Third pada, going from Libra to Gemini, is 5-9 relationship. So something has to do with the elders, something has to do with wise ones. These people consult the learned without paying for it. Gemini is very selfish. It does not want to pay for it, but it has now gone from to 9th position from Libra. Ninth means Sagittarius-like energy, so consulting the learned comes in here, like mentors, teachers, astrologers, and so on. Not giving wealth and respect to elders. Okay, that can give a little bit of an issue. Although they are getting helped by elders, Gemini does not want to pay the due respect. Honoring, something which we have forgotten in this culture, in the world over. Honoring of your teachers, very big one. This causes them pain and sorrow. And this, they end up causing pain and sorrow to their employees. Harsh bosses also come from this pada. Therefore, they get the karma likewise, and it might come to the children because Gemini is fifth from Libra. It has to do with the house of children. Be careful how the karma travels in the family. It's not just about you. Okay. Fourth pada begins the sign of Scorpio. So fourth pada of Vishakha goes from Scorpio to Cancer. So there's a 5-9 relationship. Fixed moral principles. Again, natal Scorpio, fixed sign. They will follow through life very fixed moral principles, problems in decision making. There's the Vishakha problem of choices very strongly in the last pada of Vishakha. As they will tend to make the decisions based on emotion, because there is Cancer sign. Cancer is highly illogical. It's very moody. It goes on emotion only. They might be faced with emotional troubles. 8 from Cancer is Aquarius in the 4th place. Troubles at home because of this. Okay. That's the Vishakha general principles. Now let us get into the detailed podcast, which will give you even where the planetary placement is and what it might lead to. If you find something in your Vishakha, in your chart, share in the comments what planets you found and how this is affecting the general attributes of your life and your internal nature. I'd love to hear from you. Follow the rest of this podcast, enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Vishakha Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Desire, Discipline, and Duality. Introduction, Vishakha, the fork in the road between determination and distraction. Vishakha Nakshatra spans from 20 degrees Libra to 3D20 Scorpio. Ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by a triumphal arch or a decorated gateway, this is a nakshatra of achievement, ambition, and the internal split between two desires. The soul stands at a karmic fork, choosing between spiritual growth and material obsession, pride and humility, gratitude and entitlement. Its dual rulership, Indra and Agni, reflects both worldly conquest and inner burning. Success may come, but the cost is always karmic accountability. With the first three padas in Libra and the last in Scorpio, the energy shifts from social calculation to emotional intensity and control. Let's explore how each pada carves a unique karmic architecture in this complex nakshatra. Tada 1, Libra 20 degrees Luna, 23-3-20. Navamsha sign, Aries, Dharma pada. Elemental shift, air to fire. Motivation, Dharma, to initiate action, but struggles with consistency. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly graceful, strategic, socially aware, Libra Rashi. Inwardly impulsive, survival-oriented, and often insecure, Aries Navamsha. This pada creates ambition without persistence. These natives aim high but settle low, quickly discouraged or demotivated. They may avoid hard work, rely on partners for support, and become miserly. Their karmic struggle involves building real strength rather than projecting a borrowed one. Karmic theme, ambition without effort, relying on rough or unstable partnerships. Growth path, build resilience. Stop compromising goals due to laziness or fear. Vishakha Pada 2, Libra 23-3-20, 26-3-40, Navamsha sign, Taurus, Artha elemental shift, air to earth. Motivation, Artha, to secure legacy and comfort, often with inherited wealth. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally sociable, polished and attractive, Libra Rashi. Inwardly entitled, rigid and resistant to change, Taurus Navamsha. This pada may be born into privilege or accumulate wealth via family ties, but arrogance, superiority complexes, and an unwillingness to help others mark the karmic wound. Misuse of speech and unearned wealth can cause chronic eighth house issues, hidden illnesses, crises, or family decline. Karmic theme: hoarding inherited blessings, refusal to uplift others. Growth path: share abundance with humility. Let stability serve others too. Vishakha Pada 3, Libra 2640 to 30 Dequanv, Navamsha sign, Gemini, elemental shift, air to air, motivation, comma, to acquire knowledge, recognition, and personal satisfaction. Inner-outer karma blueprint. Outwardly communicative, business-minded, socially versatile, Libra Rashi. Inwardly clever, information-hungry, but manipulative, Gemini Navamsha. These natives often learn from others, mentors, advisors, consultants, but offer nothing in return. They take advice but hoard profits, deliberately causing pain to employees or associates. Karmic backlash comes through health issues or betrayals. Sixth house Scorpio influence. Karmic theme: intellectual theft, not honoring wisdom received. Growth path: practice gratitude. Reward those who support your rise. Vishakha Pada 4, Scorpio 0 Gri Dazin, 3-3-20 blueprint. Cancer, Moksha Pada. Elemental shift, water to water. Moksha, to hold emotional truth but risk rigidity. Inner outer karma blueprint. Externally secretive, intense will-driven, Scorpio Rashi. Inwardly emotionally reactive, confused, and homebound, Cancer Navamsha. This is the most emotionally complex of all Vishakha Padas. Fixed morals, emotional impulsiveness, and inability to feel joy at home often result in mental or family imbalance. These individuals make important decisions based on mood rather than clarity, leading to karmic isolation and bitterness. Karmic theme: rigid righteousness fueled by emotional chaos. Growth path: embrace emotional healing. Let clarity, not wounds, guide your choices. Vishakha Pada summary: the four forks in the road. Pada 1, Aries, seeks victory and identity through goals. Trap: weak will, lazy execution, unstable partnerships. Growth: follow through with true grit, not projection. Pada 2, seeks comfort and control over wealth and image. Trap: arrogance, entitlement, misuse of inheritance. Growth: humble service, shared prosperity. Pada 3, seeks knowledge, validation, influence. Taking without giving, hurting those below. Growth: honor your teachers, nurture your team. Seeks inner peace and emotional security. Trap: emotional rigidity, reactive decision making. Growth: heal from within, build peace before power. Closing thought: Vishakha's power lies in choosing the right desire. Every action under Vishakha is double-edged. You can climb or fall. You can inherit or lose. You can burn bright or destroy quietly. The key lies in why you want what you want. Choose devotion over domination. Choose karma over comfort. Let the fork lead not to conflict, but to clarity. Next in the series, Anuradha Nakshatra, where loyalty meets sacrifice and friendship becomes the soul's sacred thread. Vishakha Nakshapada with examples of planets, exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Vishakha Pada 1, Aries Navamsha, Libra 20D23D20, outer self, Rashi, charming, social, harmony seeking. Inner self, impulsive, survival driven, aggressive, Aries. Motivation, Dharma, to achieve goals but struggles with discipline and stability. Examples: Mars in Pada 1, driven and determined externally, but may lack long-term patience, may settle for less than desired out of frustration or impulsivity. Result: energetic leader or entrepreneur, but karma arises when action is ungrounded or ego-driven. Must learn discipline over impulse. Venus in Pada 1, charming and attractive in social settings, but desires validation or stimulation through risky pleasures or short-lived connections. Result: can succeed in partnerships or media. Growth requires avoiding shallow relationships and embracing consistent self-worth. Moon in Pada 1, emotionally erratic with high highs and low lows. Decisions often made in haste, especially in finances or marriage. Result: strong creative or relational potential, but karmic healing needed around emotional reaction and commitment. Vishakha Pada 2, Taurus Navamsha, Libra 23-20-2060-40, outer self, diplomatic, artistic, partnership-focused Libra. Inner self, possessive, entitled, indulgent Taurus. Motivation, Artha, to accumulate and maintain wealth and comfort. Examples: Jupiter in Pada 2, outwardly wise and respectable, but internally rigid, proud, or misaligned in value sharing. Result may have access to wealth or knowledge, but hoards it or uses it for status. Karma is corrected through generosity and grounded service. Sun in Pada 2 appears fair and cooperative, but internally seeks dominance via resources, family status, or social leverage. Result, potential for authority in finance or law. Karma manifests when ego uses wealth without gratitude or compassion. Rahu in Pada 2 craves security, food, or sensual pleasure. Often accumulates wealth or fame through unearned channels or manipulation. Result, must balance desire for comfort with moral clarity. Karma tests indulgence and speech. Vishakha Pada 3, Gemini Navamsha, Libra 26 degrees 40, 30 degrees 0. Outer self, refined, communicative, visually oriented Libra. Inner self, clever, curious, opportunistic, motivation, comma, to connect, influence, and succeed socially. Examples, Mercury in Pada 3, sharp communicator, socially fluid and business savvy, may gather knowledge from others without acknowledgement. Result, can rise in consulting or media, but must learn reciprocity and fairness in transactions and mentorship. Saturn in Pada 3, appears composed but inwardly cynical or emotionally cold towards subordinates, may suppress others to protect status. Result, can be an effective strategist or administrator. Karma unfolds through how power over others is exercised. Ketu in Pada 3. Detached from social bonds, yet benefits from collective support. May act indifferent to those who serve them. Result, can act as a spiritual advisor or academic. Karmic release comes when detachment is paired with active service, not emotional neglect. Vishakha Pada Pada 4. Camprio 0D03D20. Outer self, deep, intense, willful, Scorpio. Inner self, emotional, nurturing, reactive. Motivation, moksha, to seek control emotionally or spiritually, often unconsciously. Examples, moon in Pada 4, highly sensitive and moody, seeks stability at home, but makes decisions based on fleeting emotions. Result, can become a compassionate healer or maternal guide, but must overcome irrationality and fear-based control. Mars in Pada 4, appears composed but internally driven by unresolved emotional power struggles. May act out of wounded pride. Result, strong in security roles, defense, or crisis navigation. Growth lies in balancing strength with emotional healing. Venus in Pada 4 longs for emotional connection but is trapped by fixed expectations, tends to romanticize or dramatize relationships. Result, beautiful creative talent, but karma builds when expectations lead to resentment. Needs emotional balance and spiritual trust. Four faces of the forked path. Pada 1, Aries, seeks personal recognition and fast success. Trap, laziness, settling for less, aggressive partnerships. Growth, build endurance and learn conscious ambition. Pada 2, seeks inherited power, comfort, social status. Trap, arrogance, selfishness, unhealthy speech or withholding. Growth, share resources and transform wealth into service. Pada 3, seek knowledge, respect, social mobility, withholding gratitude, hurting those who help. Growth, repay wisdom with action, elevate others while rising. Pada 4, seeks emotional protection, internal peace. Trap, fixed morals, reactive decision making. Growth, heal emotional wounds, integrate heart with will. Conclusion, in Vishakha, the test is not what you choose, but why you choose it. Every planet placed in Vishakha reveals a story of dual desires. Will you seek victory through integrity or entitlement? Will you uplift or hoard, help or exploit? The nakshatra's power lies in discernment. And discernment, Vishakha reminds us, is not just about direction, it's about intention. The right choice begins with the right reason.